Today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Church of St. Mary of the Snow, St. Mary Majors in Rome, one of the four principal basilicas of the Roman Church. It contains the relics of Bethlehem, the crib in which our Lord was born. It's related to the proclamation of Our Lady as Mother of God, dedication of the Basilica in her honor, under the title of this mystery. It's also the place of the beautiful and ancient icon of Our Lady, Salvation of the Roman People, place of pilgrimage for many of the Romans. Our Lady's icon and Our Lady under that title has delivered Rome on many occasions from peril. Place also of a miracle of the snow there in Rome, indicating to the patrons of the basilica where the basilica was to be built. Our veneration of the Blessed Mother and our relating it to the dedication of a church always reminds us that God's providence operates in such a way that we find him in a particular way. Many people who are, let's say, less inclined to accept the Holy Roman Catholic Church or any kind of institutional church will say God dwells everywhere, we don't need a church. And of course, many Protestant sects reflect this in the way that they build churches. The church is basically just a building where people meet, and the style of the building reflects that, because there isn't any sense of a place, of a time, of a structure, of a visible instrumentality on the part of something that Jesus left behind to bring us his grace. But our Lord did establish a church. He did assign a visible head to guide his church. He did establish sacraments, which are visible signs of his grace and instruments of his grace. And we do meet in a place which is not just a building, not just a meeting room, but is the temple of God. It's a place where Jesus dwells. God is everywhere. He's everywhere. But he is in a church, in a Roman Catholic church, in a particular way. The real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, especially as that presence comes to us through transubstantiation in the Mass, through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, is the presence that God has willed for our salvation uniquely. And so when we come to the church, when we come to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we're following the mandate given to our Lord, by our Lord to his apostles, and we are following the path that he has set out for us. And of course, the church, the building, the tabernacle, all has been typified for us in the Old Testament through the Ark of the Covenant, for example, and the Temple of the Old Testament. But Our Lady, as the archetype, not merely a foreshadowing of the church, but as the personification, the mother, and the ideal of the church, is the place where we find our Lord and Savior. And not only is she not just a meeting place, she's not just a church, a beautiful tabernacle or temple. She is a person, and she is the only person who is the Mother of God. And so when the woman cried out in the Gospel that our Lord you know, in the light of our Lord's teaching and His presence there, she was so enthusiastic and inspired that she called out, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breasts at which you nursed." Our Lord said, yes, it's a beautiful thing that she should be a tabernacle, that she should be so adorned as to contain the very Son of God. But He wanted to direct our attention to the Blessed Mother because she's something more than that. She's more than a meeting place. She's more than just a beautiful building. She's more than even the physical container in which the sacred humanity of our Lord was taken and from which it was taken and in which it resided. Our Lady is the one more than any other that hears the Word of God and keeps it. And it is only through her, the one that Jesus chose to be taken from, the one in whom God willed to humble Himself, it is only in her that we can find the way to God. So if as Catholics we realize that the Church is something more than just a building, that yes, we can find God everywhere, but in the Church He's present in a particular way and in a way in which we must follow. Must you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you cannot have life within you. If we believe all that, then we must believe also that it is our Blessed Mother to whom we must come and from whom we must find life. That is why we celebrate in a particular way this feast of the dedication of the Church of St. Mary of the Snow. May she intercede on our behalf, and may she be the salvation not only of the Roman people, but of the whole world.
Misericordes oculos.